there's so much value in the right question. There's so much value in a good question asked at the appropriate time. Phew, it's awesome. And we sure do ask ourselves a lot of bad questions. We ask the wrong questions, or we ask them in the wrong way. Can I afford it? Can I make more money? Can I get promoted? Can I buy the house? Can I grow the business? And on their face, they're not necessarily bad questions. It's important to ask yourself those questions, but I just think that they are incomplete because there's another question hiding underneath all of those questions. And it's this: if everything goes exactly according to plan, if it goes just the way that I want it, is it going to give me the life that I really want? Is that going to be what I actually want? And it's such an important exercise. It's one of my favorite exercises, just to take something all the way through. Take your idea all the way to its logical conclusion, all the way to the end of the line, end of the sidewalk. It's something that we don't do often enough, because what happens is we stop at the next milestone. We do not stop at the destination. We're just going one step at a time. And that's important to do. But just imagine somebody says, I want to build a $100 million company. Great. Okay, sweet. Let's fast forward 20 years. Future pace that. What does your Tuesday actually look like? How many employees do you have? How many meetings do you have? How many emails are you getting? How much travel? How much stress? How many lawsuits are you dealing with? How much responsibility have you just taken on? How much time are you spending with your family? Would your spouse be interested in that? Would your kids like that? Would you like that? Sometimes the answer is yes. But sometimes the dream was only attractive because we never watched the entire movie. We didn't watch the whole thing. And the same thing clearly happens with our careers. I want to become partner. Okay, great. Go spend a week following one of those partners that you want to become. If you hate their calendar, don't chase the title. Often, we human beings, we want someone else's outcome without wanting the life required to produce it. And money is exactly the same. I want $10 million. Great. Awesome. Why? What changes? What problem does that solve? Because if your answer is, so I'll finally feel secure, there's a pretty good chance that $10 million isn't going to solve that. Because security is often psychological before it's mathematical. Think about retirement. Many people say, I can't wait to retire. Really? And then what? Golf? Every day? TV? Travel? How long? Volunteering? Starting another business? Watch the grandkids? What does retirement actually look like? Because just not working? That's not much of a vision. Or what if someone spends 40 years postponing life? I'm going to travel later. I'll spend time on that later. I'll relax later. And then later arrives, and health does not arrive with it. Our relationships have changed. Or the people that they wanted to spend time with are gone. So they achieved the financial goal, but they lost the life that they were trying to finance. Ick. That sucks. So this is where your MVRs, your most valuable resources, come in. Time, attention, energy, and money. Everybody obsesses over that last one, and almost nobody appreciates the first three. Because money can often be replaced. Time certainly can't. Energy, well, that goes down a little as we get older, and our attention is just constantly under attack. So every decision is really an exchange of those four resources. So the question isn't, what does this cost? It's, what life does this purchase? That's why I keep coming back to your meaningful few, because life is finite, which means almost everything has to become a no. You got to say no to most stuff, not because those things are bad, but because there just isn't enough life. If you try to maximize everything, you end up maximizing nothing. So the people I admire most don't seem to have more priorities. They've got fewer. They're simply much, much clearer. Here's an exercise. Take one of your biggest goals. You do have big goals, don't you? Now, think about that goal. Assume that you just nail it. Flawless execution, you achieve it exactly as you planned. Now, write down the details. What time do you wake up in the morning? Who are you with? How do you spend your day? How stressed are you? How healthy are you? How much freedom do you have? How much responsibility do you have? Would you eagerly trade today's life for that one? If the answer is yes, let's go. Keep it moving. If the answer is no, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful finding that is. Because you don't need a different strategy, you need a different destination. Because success isn't getting everything that you thought that you wanted. Success is discovering what is actually worth wanting in the first place. And that's the real question. Not, is the juice going to be worth the squeeze, but is the squeeze producing the life that you actually want? So most financial decisions, they're not really about money. They're about what's really important. Family, freedom, security, opportunity, and peace of mind. That's what it's all about. So if you are interested in working with somebody and having a conversation with somebody who really understands that framework, who's operating from that philosophical perspective or that lens, who can help you to align your financial decision-making with the things that truly matter most to you, have a conversation with a meaningful advisor. If you're a financial advisor and you're interested in learning more about this methodology, you can just reach out and have a conversation using the same link, or you can just track me down on the internet. I'm pretty easy to find. Because what we're talking about is being intentional. So much of life, it's based on intention. And not only intention, but also being as thorough as we can in interrogating our reality that is today, but also interrogating what that reality is going to look like into the future. Trying to put ourselves into the shoes of that future person. Assuming, again, that everything goes perfect. You get exactly what you want. Is getting exactly what you want what you really want? Is getting what you really want? That's a big question right there. As always, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. Act accordingly.